Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. Donald Trump has become the first former US president to be convicted on a criminal charge after the jury at his hush money trial in New York found him guilty on all 34 counts. The charges all relate to falsifying his business records to conceal payments to the former porn star Stormy Daniels to buy her silence ahead of the 2016 presidential election. Here's John Sudworth.
Outside the court, the anti-Trump protesters celebrated while his supporters hung their heads. At the end of a history-making trial, a history-making verdict, with Donald Trump, the first former US president to be convicted on criminal charges. He's been found guilty of falsifying records to hide hush money payments made to the porn star Stormy Daniels and of doing so for the purposes of a bigger crime. The prosecution argued the payments were made to improperly prevent her claim that she had had sex with Mr. Trump from reaching the public just ahead of the 2016 election. And the jury returned their guilty verdicts on all 34 counts.
Very innocent man. And it's okay. I'm fighting for our country. I'm fighting for our Constitution. Our whole country is being rigged right now. This was done by the Biden administration.
Mr. Trump called it a disgrace. But his opponents on the steps of the court disagreed.
We are elated, we are joyful, we are ecstatic. We are so relieved that our justice system is held up and everyone is accountable under the law, no matter their power.
Donald Trump is now a candidate, of course, for this year's election. And while staunch Democrats, as well as his loyal base, have long made up their minds, America has entered uncharted territory. The big question is whether the as-yet undecided will hesitate to vote for what he now is, a convicted felon.
Later, the Manhattan District Attorney who prosecuted the case, Alvin Bragg, addressed a news conference.
I did my job. Our job is to follow the facts and the law without fear or favor. And that's exactly what we did here. And many voices out there, the only voice that matters is the voice of the jury, and the jury has spoken.
President Biden said Thursday's verdict shows that no one is above the law. His election campaign team said Donald Trump was still expected to be the Republican candidate for president, and he continued to pose a threat to democracy. The Republican Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, called the verdict a shameful day for America and said Mr. Trump would appeal. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. Officials in Washington say President Biden has for the first time given permission for Ukraine to use U.S. ship-supplied weapons to strike within Russian territory, specifically to defend the city of Kharkiv. Tom Bateman reports from Washington.
This amounts to a significant policy shift from the White House, for the first time allowing Ukraine to use U.S.-supplied weapons to strike inside Russia. A U.S. official told the BBC that President Biden had recently directed his team to ensure Ukraine was able to use U.S.-supplied weapons for what they called counter-fire purposes in the Kharkiv region, so that Ukraine could hit back against Russian forces that are attacking them or preparing to attack them. Importantly, the ability to strike is limited to this border area and is only for military targets, meaning weapons cannot be used to hit civilian infrastructure or for long-range targets inside Russia.
Shortly after the new policy was announced, Ukrainian officials in Kharkiv said Russian shelling of an apartment block had killed three people and wounded 16 others. The US and British armed forces have carried out further airstrikes against targets in Yemen in retaliation for attacks on shipping in the Red Sea by the Houthi militant group. The US Central Command said the combined forces had hit 13 targets. Houthi TV said at least two people had been killed in a strike on a radio building in the city of Hodeidah. US regulators say Boeing has committed to enhanced safety protocols that include more inspectors and new performance benchmarks. The Federal Aviation Administration has been reviewing a comprehensive plan submitted by the aerospace giant. Scientists have discovered the earliest and most distant galaxy ever observed, saying it has profound implications for our understanding of the dawn of the universe. Using infrared scanners aboard the James Webb Space Telescope, they determined that the galaxy formed only 290 million years after the Big Bang. BBC News.